Hi there, may I speak to Anthony, please?
Speaking.
Hey there, Anthony. This is Travis on the Maryland Abuse Helpline. I appreciate you giving us a call. Would you like to see if you could participate in the Maryland Abuse lawsuit here?
Yes.
Gotcha. And I do have to remind you that our calls are recorded here for quality and training purposes. How's your day going so far?
My day is okay so far, but
That's good.
now I'm in a treatment program currently, so I don't really have access to this phone all the time. So, I'll be able to contact you at another number. I can call this number if I'm a program phone, but I just had to call you from this number now, so
Yeah, not
know
an
if all
issue.
right, I'm all right.
I can make sure to get a different phone number from you or even your email or a different way to contact with you so we're able to stay in contact with each other.
Yeah, you can always send an email, and I can check the email. But I'm a call from the program phone next time if I have to. Right now, we cool. Okay, I just can't keep calling from this number right now. But I can check my email though.
Gotcha. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I did not.
Gotcha. And just want to double check to cover my bases. You haven't filled out any paperwork or done an e-signature for an attorney yet or anything like that?
No, I haven't done anything of that nature.
Gotcha. And would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Yes, on myself.
Gotcha. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Gotcha. And have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past at all?
No.
Gotcha. And do you know anyone else who's seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance at all?
Well, yes, I do, but I usually had to call you on his own.
Okay.
I would give him this information. I would give him this information.
Yeah,
Somebody
at
I
the
just came in contact with, I would give him this information.
Gotcha. I will be giving you my contact information at the end of this call, so that way if you do know of anyone else, you can absolutely share my phone number with them and we can see if we're able to help them out as well.
Let me see if I can get a pen. Okay.
And did the abuse you experience involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, church, or church while you were
Was at
under their
Charles
care?
H. Hickey in foster camp. Charles H. Hickey Training School in foster camp.
Do you know the facility of which the abuse occurred?
Is Camp 2 at foster camp. Camp 2.
Camp
And,
Toon.
Camp 2.
Okay, bear with me one second
Just
here.
for number 2.
Let's see. Was the foster camp, was that a was it a type of school or institution?
As an institution,
Gotcha.
it was a juvenile detention. It was a juvenile facility.
Let's see. And I'm sorry. What was the name of the facility called again? One more time.
Foster camp,
Foresters Camp.
or forestry camp, or foster camp. Yeah, or camp 2.
Foresters Camp 2. Gotcha. Bear with me
Yeah,
one
foster
second.
camp, or foster camp.
It like foresters, like you're in a forest, or
No,
is it fosters camp?
I think it's called foster camp.
Okay.
Not forestry, but foster camp.
Understood. And is what's the city that this facility is located at?
This was in I think it's not it's far, I thought it was Frostburg, Frederick. It was fast coming, it was so long, see. Coming Frost. I think it was in, I think it's Frederick, Maryland. I'm not certain.
I'm
I
sorry,
have
what
to
was
check
this?
because it got, I think it's Frederick, Maryland. I'm not certain. I have to check on that to see exactly where part of Maryland that is. It's been so long ago. I just know. But they got different camps in different parts of the part of that Maryland. I think the one I was located in was in Frederick, Maryland. I know it's Camp 2.
Okay, bear with me one second here. I'm trying to do a quick Google search so I can see if I can find the location. I'm not, with the information given, I typed in Foresters Camp 2 in Frederick, Maryland.
Yeah, Foster Camp, yeah, Camp 1, Camp 2, Camp 3, Camp 4, Camp 5, and Camp 2.
Do you
And I think
know
that was it all.
what the name of the like the organization was? I understand that it was Camp 2, but do you
That's
know what
the camp I was in. It was called Foster Camp.
Right, but do you know the name of the organization that was running it? That was running the Foresters Camp?
No, I wouldn't know that. I mean, I was you know, it was a foster care.
Okay. Do you mind explaining what you were doing there? What were you doing exactly? Like what type of work would you be doing there or
I was there because I caught a charge, a juvenile charge.
juvenile
I was
charge?
there, you know, there for juvenile delinquency.
Okay, do you know the name of the juvenile detention center or what type
Yes,
of?
ma'am. Detention center name was Foster Camp.
Me one second. Do you have records of where you were located at when this happened? The reason why I'm asking, Anthony, is because the facility of which the abuse occurred at, it matters with this lawsuit. So I have to make sure that it's at one of the facilities that our attorneys are servicing. Give me a second here.
Well, that's Foster Camp and then Charles H. Hickey. That's the other one. But Foster Camp, I mean, I have records. How about I have records?
Understood. Give me a second. See. So do you know if you'll be able to get those records or what facility that you were located at? Because I'm trying to find Foresters Camp 2. I'm assuming that it's not just called Foresters Camp 2. I'm assuming that it's under some type of organization or some type of juvenile detention center. Foresters Camp 2 sounds kind of just like a general name for the type of camp that you may
Well,
have been
yeah.
located in.
Well, I just know it's called Merlin of the Merlin Foster Camp. I could try to find out the information you're looking for.
It's
I had somebody try to find that out, but you
yeah,
know,
absolutely. It was
I mean, it's a
Maryland.
foster camp. It's in Merlin. You know, they had a camp in the main headquarters part. Fighters in Cumberland, Maryland, right? But I was in Oh man, trying to think what part of this program my camp was in though. But I'll find it out. But I know I think the main headquarters part was in Cumberland, Maryland.
Okay, let's see.
Trying to think right now my thoughts ain't working right.
Yeah.
I was in I'm
Did
gonna get it together though.
okay, do
Give me 4 minutes.
you said that you're not able to receive text messages at this phone number, right?
Not right. Yeah, not. I can check. I can have it. I can check the phone. But I don't have it. But I can't. But the phone is not in my possession 24 hours. But I have to see my phone to check it.
Okay. What I could do you have a pen or pencil
But I can
nearby?
call. Yeah. I got the pen.
Gotcha. Let me give you my phone number here, my direct line. So that way, if you can find out any additional information there, you can absolutely
Okay.
try reaching back out to me directly and we can go through
Okay.
this and see if you're eligible to participate. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
So my phone number is 949.
949
209
209
5754.
That's 949-209-5754.
That's it, yes, sir. And my name is Travis. That's spelled T-R. Yes, sir. And last name is Conroy. C-O-N-R-O-Y.
C-O-N-R-A-Y, you say?
So my first name is Travis. That's T-R-A-V-I-S.
Okay.
And then my last name is Conroy. That's C-O-N-R-O-Y.
Okay.
R as in okay. Perfect. Yes, sir.
I got it. Conroy.
That's me.
Okay. Boston camp. I'm trying to think. I'm going to find out exactly where that part of that camp is at. I know the first Boston company, Maryland, though. And then don't forget Charles H. Hickey, training school.
I'm sorry, what was that? One more time.
Charles H. Hickey Training School.
Charles H. Hickey Training School?
Yeah, that's what it's called. The name of the training school is called Charles H. Hickey.
Okay, is that where the abuse took place at?
That's one of them. This is two different places.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, if you know the name of that first location, that is one of the locations
right.
that we're servicing, Charles H. Hickey Junior School. Was that located off of 9700 Old Hartford Road, Baltimore, Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland 21234?
Was that on Hartford Road at the time? I don't know. But that would sound like the address. It was Charles H. Hickey Training School. And this is what we're talking about in the 80s. So I don't know if they moved it, but I don't think it was on Hartford Road, though. But it may have been. I don't know. But I don't think it was there then. There might be a new one.
No, it's still there. Charles H. Hickey Junior School. Is that it?
Yeah, training school. Charles H. Hickey Training School.
Training school?
That's what they call it, a training school. Yeah, Charles H. Hickey Training School. That's what they call it. That's what they call it. His name is called Charles H. Hickey, and it'd be called a training school.
Do you know what city it was located in?
It's in Maine. I guess it's Baltimore City. I'm not be sure, but it's not. That's not hard to find out. It's not hard for me to find that out exactly. It's not hard for me to find that out. But it's Charles H. Hickey Training School. That was the name of the school, Charles H. Hickey.
And then.
It's not hard for me to find that out.
No. So. I think based on the information that you're giving me, it's just, I just want to kind of make sure here because the name that you're giving me doesn't really match. I have Charles H. Hickey Junior School, not training school. I have junior school.
We call it training school.
What does that mean? What were you doing there? What grades were you there from?
It's not no grades. This is a teaching center. It's not no regular school. This was the Lincoln school. I got sent there from committing a crime.
Okay. Bear with me real quick. Let me see.
As a matter of fact, it was on Cub. I remember now. This is located, I think, on Cub Hill Road or something like that. Yeah, this is not no school. Where did you go to regular school? Yeah, Hickey School. Yeah, that was on Cub Hill Road, right? Yeah, Cub Hill Road.
It was off of Old
Harper.
It was off of Old Harper? Yep.
Gotcha.
Okay. Somebody just coming off Old Harper. Yeah. This is Charles and Hickey Training School.
Yep.
The Lincoln School. Not no regular school like 1 through 12 grade. This is for the Lincoln with children who went to court for crimes and got sent there.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's go ahead and move on. I thank the other individual who came in and verified the street name. And when were you located at this facility when the abuse occurred? What are the dates of abuse, Anthony?
You asked me dates. I can't give you no dates. I'm 50 years old. I believe it was like 88. You know, and I've been suffering from drug abuse, but.
I don't need exact dates, Anthony. Just the best of your knowledge.
Yeah, that's one, that's now I'm gonna say like 88. Yeah, like year 88.
in 1988.
88 and 89, between them places and foster camp. You know, you familiar with foster camp?
Huh?
Are you familiar with this camp called foster camp?
No.
That one is out. That's past company, but yeah, but it's 88, 89. That's all. That's, I guess that's what I can tell you on that part there. But I'm going to get that.
No, I think we may be able to help you out here. Just bear with me.
Oh, hold up, hold up, hold up. No, Backbone Mountain. Backbone Mountain was the one in Cumberland before this camp. It was called Backbone Mountain. And I was at Camp T. It was called. See, it's trying to come back to me. It's trying to come back to me. I'm trying to think.
So where did the... So, quick question here. Let's stop worrying about the facilities just for 1 second. Do you remember what facility that the abuse took place at? Was it at both facilities?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
Okay. And at what facility did a majority of the abuse occur at? Or what's the most recent facility that the abuse occurred at? Was it Charles H. Hickey Jr. School? Or?
That was the first one. Hickey was the first one.
Okay. And... this may be a sensitive subject matter here, Anthony, but can you describe the abuse that occurred?
Yes, I can. You know, I was, it was oral.
Gotcha. I'm so sorry to hear that. I can't imagine, Anthony. I hope you're able to recover. How did it all occur? Like, can you go into a bit more detail for me?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. Right now, I'm going to go in the shower area. You know, we go in the shower area. And, you know, and that's where he took place at.
Okay, so he, the person that performed the abuse followed you into the shower?
Yeah, we come in the shower area. We come in here. Because it was there, it was available, it was open, it was coming there, and that's that.
And would he force you to...
When you say force, it wasn't no physical force. You know what I mean? He was told to do what you're going to do, or you get the restrictions, or you can get sent to isolation.
Gotcha.
They would lie, you can say you get something, send you to isolation for a couple of days, or you might not get the privileges. And stuff of that nature.
Gotcha. Bear with me 1 second here. You said it would be under threats of taking medications and also...
Not medications. Restrictions of privileges will place them isolation.
Gotcha.
Okay, please call it called isolation. When you write, mess up, you violate rules or whatever, you go on isolation.
Gotcha.
You can stay in isolation up to 72 hours.
Gotcha. I'm so sorry to hear that occurred. I can't imagine having to go through that, and I know it's not something that's easy to recover from, but I hope you're doing better now.
Yeah, I'm coming along. See, I was attempting to do this, but I kept being hesitant about even following this, but my counselor suggested that I follow through on it, so I'm following through on it.
Gotcha. And what's your current age now, Anthony?
I'm 50 years old.
50. And... You said that the abuse started taking place in about 1988?
Yeah, like around that year, yeah, about 88.
Gotcha.
And in between that period, yeah.
Okay, bear with me 1 second here. So were you born in 1975 or 74?
I was born in 74.
Gotcha. So were you...
December 26, 1974.
Were you 14 at the time when all this took place?
About 13, 14,
Gotcha. And what was the abuser's role at the facility?
It was the staff members.
Gotcha.
That's all I know. I mean, the staff, they run the police. You know, that's all I know. The staff, that's it. So that's what we call them, staff.
Understood. Do you know the name of your abuser?
No, I really don't know the name. I don't know the name of a lot of people during that period of time.
Can you provide a detailed description of your abuser? Like of his physical appearance or, you know, hair, eye color, approximate age, how much?
No, I can't do that. Not for that. Not for Hickey. Well, I can for foster camp a little bit better, but not for Hickey. Because there's so much. I can't do that for Hickey.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Is it just because your memory isn't good enough to remember, or?
Yeah, maybe because sometimes, I mean, I'm told that I'd be suppressing things, and I was also, and then that's how I'd be. Like, I don't have a lot of recollection of the things that happened when my mother passed away, you know? So, and then I've been using drugs, you know, I'm in treatment as a result of a lot of that stuff, a lot of these traumas. So I'm trying to remember where this camp, where the first camp became located at. You know, these things have been blocked out. So, I mean, that's all I can tell you as far as that part.
So you can't describe the abuser or what the abuser looked like at Charles H.
He's
Hickey?
He's black. Tell you that. And, but you asked him, like, eye colors and shit, like, stuff like that. Said, I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that. And then, at Hickey School, it'd be different people. You know what I'm saying? I was in isolation. I might get transferred to another camp, another unit. I don't remember these names, people. You know, I'm young.
Right. How about, you mentioned that there was abuse that took place at another facility, correct? And what was the name of that other?
That was Mr. Harvey.
Do you know that you'd mentioned a different name? It wasn't Foster's Camp, Forester's Camp, but you mentioned another name earlier. What was the name that you'd mentioned to me?
That's what I said. It was called Foster Camp. I was at Camp 2. The name was called Davey Wagner Camp or something like that, I think.
You brought up a different name earlier. Camp. You brought up a name earlier, Anthony. You
I said
it's all...
Hickey.
Right, and you
and
said it's all right, but that wasn't the name that you said earlier. You gave me a different name earlier.
No,
do you mind?
I said Foster Camp is the headquarters located in Cumberland, Maryland. I think that was that Backbone Mountain, and I was at Camp 2 at Foster Camp.
So Backbone Mountain, that was the name of the...
That's the name of one camp. I remember that's like Camp 1, but it wasn't where I was at. I was at Camp 2.
So I'm
they
a bit
different ones.
Right. I'm a bit confused here, Anthony. What was Backbone Mountain? What was Backbone Mountain
Backbone
Camp?
Mountain.
What was that?
Like just like Camp 1. It's like five camps. Camp 1, Camp 2, Camp 3, Camp 4, Camp 5. And they're located, it's all part of Foster Camp. But they're located in different sections. They got different parts and things like Camp 1 might be in the Backbone Mountain. Oh, I was at Savage Mountain, Houston. That's what I think it's called. Savage Mountain.
Savage
you know
Mountain.
I know Savage Mountain. I camped there many times.
Yeah, I was at Savage Mountain. That's
where you...
Camp 2, Savage Mountain.
Do you know or can you describe your abusers that took place there at Camp or Savage Mountain? I know it's difficult for you to remember the abusers there at that was at Savage Mountain?
Counselor. Yes.
Okay. So we'll use that facility. If you can remember your abuser from that facility, that's the facility that we'll use.
Yes, his name's Harvey.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second, please. Give me 1 second here. And what dates were you at Savage Mountain Youth Center?
You're asking what date? I can't tell you what date.
I don't need exact dates, just your best guess.
Let's see, a year. Probably was year 89. I think that might have been a year. He didn't 89. Yeah. Savage Mountain Youth Center. That's what it was.
How old were you when you were at the Savage Mountain Youth Center?
I was either going on 15 or just turning 15 or going on 15, something like that nature.
And how long were you there
I was
for?
on the Savage Mountain Youth Center probably shit, I don't know, 5, like 8 months maybe, something like that. I don't know for sure, but I was there 6 months or more, I'm pretty sure of that.
Gotcha. So, about sounds like it took place and you were there between 1989 up until about 1990, is that right?
Yeah, that you can go with that. That sounds like pretty much. I know I wasn't there in the middle of 90. I'm pretty sure of that. So yeah, from 89, you go from 89 going to 90 around that time. Sound correct.
Gotcha. And again, I know this is sensitive subject matter, but can you describe the abuse that took place there at Savage Mountain
It
Youth
was the
Center?
same. It was the same thing. It was the same thing. It was just all. That's all it was.
Right, but can you explain it to me? How did it all take place, if you don't mind explaining it? How did it,
Well, yeah.
how would they force you, or how would they get you to perform these actions is basically what I'm asking.
Well, it's like this. It was like, we would have to go out there. We would go out there. We were going runs to earn money. We would go to earn money. To sit. We used to go to earn money, like to cut down the logs or something like that. The logs or whatever, cut down the logs or whatever. So you may not go be participating, go out there, or you may not be able to go into the to go into the wreck areas and stuff like that. They can easily punish you for not for anything. We made money for the groups by going on road runs, outings to cut down and build on logs or whatever. So you may not, if you ain't go out with the group, then you're not going earning income, no money. Or you can't go into the main, can't go into the wreck area. You got to stay in your room and stuff of that nature, like that. So it's just a manipulation. So either you want to conform or you want to lose out.
Okay.
That's that.
Yeah, so let me make sure I have this correct. So they would make you go out and cut down trees. You guys were logging essentially.
Yeah, we was yeah we might get caught along. We would take them all and split the little, split the stuff into firewood, like where people use firewood. We maul it, and stuff like that. And everybody
So,
earned money.
okay, so they would make you cut firewood to earn money there.
Yeah, but that's a privilege. But if you don't go, then you ain't earning no money. You don't get a part of the
So,
money that the group go. So if I'm not able to go out there, then I can't earn no money.
understood. So they would basically get you to perform these actions by saying, hey, if you don't do this, you're not going to be able to go out there and make any money.
Right, that's like that. It's like that. Or you can't go into the main area, the main rec area, where they playing pool and ping pong and stuff like that. You just gotta go in your room. You can't come out to the main area. You just gotta stay in your assigned group area. Can't go to the community area, but like that community area. Whereas though that's where you go out to have privileges. Play your pool, play your ping pong, whatever, stuff of that nature.
Gotcha. I'm so sorry. It sounds like there were some very sick individuals there. I'm so sorry to hear that you had to go through that.
Mr. Harvey. Gotcha. Mr. Harvey is like my counselor guy. He's going to be counselor here.
Mr. Harvey, was Harvey his first name?
Well, I guess it was his first name. That's what I know about Mr. Harvey.
Okay. Do you know?
He was either a counselor or group leader, whatever he was there. He was in charge of where I was at.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because it was like three or four different units in that camp, and each unit had their own person in charge of that unit, group leader or counselor, whatever. And Mr. Harvey is mine.
Gotcha. Can you describe what Mr. Harvey looked like? Did he wear glasses? The color of his skin? What color is
Light brown skin. Light brown skin guy. You know, did Mr. Harvey wear glasses or not? I don't remember. But I know he was light brown skin. I mean, slim. That old slim, light brown skin guy.
Slim. Slim stature. Was he tall? Short?
Yeah. No, you know, when you say tall, I would say, well, if you could sit on like over 6 feet, then yeah. I would say probably, if I judge about now, I'll probably say probably like 6 feet or 6'1", something like that.
Gotcha.
He wasn't short.
Do you remember if this individual had any piercings, tattoos, anything like that?
No, he didn't have none of that. Not visible.
Gotcha. And was he, you said he was slim. He had a slim stature.
Yeah.
Was he muscular at all, or did he have an accent?
No, he wasn't muscular. And I don't know about no accent. Anything like that. I don't remember that, but so they don't stand out to me. So I don't really about believe that any accent. They don't ring no bell. But no, he wasn't muscular.
If you had to guess his age at the time, how old did he look like? He was at the time.
What I know now, about it, I guess that where I already probably was from what I know now. He probably had to be in his 40s.
In his 40s at the time?
Yeah, I would say that.
Gotcha.
If I'm looking back and reflecting back, I would say probably in his 40s.
Gotcha. Thank you for explaining that and describing him. I know that's not easy to do. And what was his role at the above mentioned facility?
He was the group leader or counselor, whatever he called it.
Gotcha.
Whatever he called it. You're saying he was in charge of my unit that I was on.
Gotcha. So the group leader / counselor, basically.
Yeah.
And if you can remember, I don't need an exact number, but how many times did the abuse occur when you were there at the Savage?
I can't even tell you a number.
I don't need an exact number.
It happened more than once. I can't even give you an exact number.
Right, I don't need an exact number. I just need an approximate. Was it like once or twice?
It was more than twice.
Was it more than five times?
A period of time, yeah. Yeah, it was more than five times. It was frequently, but not frequently. I can't tell you them numbers. That's it. I'm not keeping count of.
I get you. If you had to guess, though, would you say it took place maybe between 5 and 10 times?
Yeah, let's go with that or more. Because, I mean, this is not, it wasn't just me, you know. So I would say let's just go with that number 10 and leave it at that.
And where did the abuse occur? No, I'm not. I'm not, Anthony. These are just questions that are required on the lawsuit here in order to best help you out. So I know some of these questions are a bit difficult to answer, but try not to get upset because these are required questions that are required for you to participate in this lawsuit. I'm just doing my due diligence here and seeing if we can help you out.
Okay.
And where did the abuse occur within the facility?
It occurred in a restroom. It's a big. When I say restroom, I ain't talking about a little small area. But it's a the big area where the, you know, we go out for showers, bathrooms, all that shit is right there in one area.
Gotcha. So in the restroom, showers.
Right there by the, at the end of the hall.
Gotcha. Okay. And did you disclose any abuse to anyone during that time?
No. No. Who would do that and feel like you feel no?
And how
who
has the
talk to?
Absolutely, yeah.
I ain't
no,
nobody,
it's
I ain't nobody who I could have talked to then.
Okay, and how has the abuse affected your life?
Well, I'm gonna use drugs. It may use the pain, trauma. I'm saying I don't trust males. You know.
Gotcha.
Self-esteem, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of little things of this nature. I'm on, but I suffer from PTSD from a lot of things, and anxiety. Like now, I'm just getting around to deal with talking about this shit.
Gotcha.
Because I didn't really want to talk about. But my counselor, the therapist, whatever, you know, everybody, you know, suggested, you know, and did I go to any meetings? And, you know, you got to free yourself, talk about some things. So I'm doing some things.
Gotcha. So you, the trauma that you sustained led to the heavy use of drugs, a general mistrust in males, and you developed some mental health conditions like PTSD, anxiety, depression, stuff like that.
Yeah, a lot of that is included with the whole general things of...
Okay.
That's reality, identity.
Gotcha. And I am required to ask this question, so please don't take any offense to it at all, but have you ever been registered as a sex offender?
No, I haven't.
Gotcha. And are you currently employed?
I'm currently in treatment.
Gotcha. You're not employed, though?
No, I'm not employed. I know I received disability. But I'm currently in treatment.
Okay.
I'm currently in substance abuse treatment.
I hope it's working out for you. I hope that you're able to get the help that you deserve there, Anthony.
Yeah.
And was law enforcement ever involved during this time? Or was law enforcement ever involved, period? Did Mr. Harvey end up going to jail?
No. I don't know what happened with Mr. Harvey. No. Not in regards to me anyway. Because I never spoke about this until now. Well, not until now, but I'm talking about following through on this until now.
I get you.
Because I spoke about it in my meetings and stuff. And, you know, so now I'm following through on some things. Finally opened up.
And do you have any... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask, do you have any corroboration that you were located at that facility? Does anyone else know that you were located there?
Of course, corroboration. I'm sure you can check the records. See, I've located the facility. I mean, it's going to be hard to see where they sent me at during them years, during the time, seeing all records, see where I was, I mean, where I was sent to.
Gotcha. So you,
complicated.
So you do have records
and
of
then,
you being at that location?
How would I have records? I wouldn't have no records, you know.
Do you have any family members who can corroborate?
Of course. Yeah, of course. I got family members who corroborate when I was there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I got family members who corroborate there. And the name I was there under, if I was Roy Anthony Patrick or Ray Anthony Patrick at that time, not just Anthony Patrick.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like Roy Anthony Patrick or Ray Anthony Patrick, but I'm pretty sure it was Roy Anthony Patrick. I was there at that time with the name Roy Anthony Patrick, not just Anthony Patrick right now.
Gotcha. So that's pretty much it for the questions that I have on the intake center or the intake portion of this this intake here. I just want to verify that I have some of your personal information correct. It does, based on the questions that I asked you, it does sound like you qualify to meet or to participate in this lawsuit here. And again, I'm so sorry to hear of everything that you've gone through, Anthony. I can't imagine going through the pain and trauma that you've dealt with, but hopefully the attorneys are able to help you get fair compensation for your pain and suffering there. I have your first and last name is Anthony Patrick. Is that correct?
Correct.
And do you have a middle initial?
No, I don't have no middle initial, but for a long time I thought my name was Roy Anthony Patrick, and I recently found out that it's just Anthony Patrick. So
okay.
That's why I see when I was committed to it, it was under Roy Anthony Patrick.
Gotcha. And give me a second here. For the recording here, may you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Thank you, sir. And what's your marital status? Are you single, married?
Married.
You're married, gotcha. And I have your first name spelled as A-N-T-H-O-N-Y.
Correct.
And last name spelled as P-A-T-R-I-C-K.
Correct.
Do you have any suffixes on your name, like junior, senior, first,
no.
third, or? Gotcha.
No.
And what's your date of birth? One more time.
December 26, 1974.
Gotcha. And the best email I have to reach you at is Aunt Sue, spelled A-N-T-S-U-E 214@gmail.com.
Correct.
And the best phone number I have to reach you at is 267-351.
But I don't have this phone. You can't reach me at this phone.
Yeah.
But I don't have this phone, but you can reach me at my, I can, you can call this other number and I'll find out. My wife, let me know.
What's the alternate number?
667-351-6788.
Okay. Let me repeat that. That's 667-351-6788.
Correct.
Gotcha. And let me repeat this number. I know this isn't going to be a number we can reliably reach you on, but this is the number we'll use as the primary number for the meantime. If you do get a new phone number, you can always update us with that. We'll be happy to change your information, but I have this phone number as 267-351-5538. Is that right?
Correct.
Is this is a facility phone there? It's like a home phone, basically?
No, this is my cell. This is my cell phone.
That's your cell phone. Gotcha. Okay.
Right.
And how do you prefer to be contacted most times? By phone, text, or email?
Well, because I don't have this phone all the time, you can't. But I can check my email. So if you want to email or call that alternate number, and I can get, you know what I mean? Because I talked to her on the facility phone. So she can let me know if you contact her and need me to reach out or whatever.
Okay. And what would be the best time of day to reach you typically?
Reach me? Any time of day you call her. I'll go to meetings here at the 3 o'clock. So if you call her and I reach out there, I'm going to call back to you at the 4 o'clock.
So evening times?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. And what's the address of the location of which you're at right now? What's your primary mailing address?
411. Oh, my primary mail address.
Yeah, your primary mail.
4111, 4111, Joppa Road.
Can you spell that?
J-O-P-P-A, Road, Suite 101.
Gotcha.
Suite 101.
And what city is that in? City, state, and zip?
Nottingham, Maryland.
Is that 21236?
21236, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, 21236.
Okay, thank you for that. Is it East Joppa Road? 411
yes,
East
Joppa Road. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. And have you received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
Yes, I'm receiving, I'm in drug treatment, you know, and I see a therapist in regards to my diagnosis and things of that nature that I'm going through, like my anxiety, my depression, you know, all these type of things. Yeah, I'm in therapy about all that.
Gotcha. When did you start therapy for that?
I've been in therapy for a long time.
10 years, 15 years, 20 years.
Yeah, let's say we can go for like the last 10 years previous that therapy because I was incarcerated and I came home from incarceration and continued my therapy out here. So, yes, yeah, so I've been in therapy for these for 10 years.
What's the name of your therapist? Do you know?
Well, the current one, the current therapist, because there have been different ones. I'm currently a therapist there at my residential behavioral health.
Do you know the name of the therapist that's helping you currently?
Well, let's see. Let me go into my phone. Hold on for a second. Let me spell his name. Good, I got spell his name for you. Hold on.
Yeah, take your time. No problem.
No, hold on. I have to go into my phone. Spell his name. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Israel, I-S-R-A-E-L, I-S-R-A-E-L, that's the first name.
Gotcha.
Last name is spelled O-G-U-N.
Gotcha.
S-O-L-A.
Gotcha. So Israel Ogunsola?
Yes.
And what facility is he at?
Well, he's doing residential behavioral health located on Bel Air Road.
Bel Air Road. Gotcha.
Yeah.
What's the city?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore. Let's see here. Do you know the address of the facility?
No, I don't know the particular address. You know, what it up. But it's just Behavioral Health, Bel Air Road. You know, might be under the name, doctor name is Dr. Emu, E-M-U.
Dr. Emu, who's that? Is that?
That's the site doctor, the main doctor. But I'm under the care of both of them, but the therapist's name is the one I just gave you. But Dr. Emu, E-M-U.
Think he's off of, is the address, does this ring a bell, 5136 Bel Air Road?
5136 Bel Air Road, yeah. Sounds like right. What's the name of the place? Residential Behavior Health.
So I don't think the name of the facility is it, I can't find anything for Residential Behavior Health.
What is it called? What is it called?
I'm not exactly sure, but I just see Israel Ogunsola here. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'm pronouncing the name wrong, but please.
Yeah, I think the name that you're giving me, like Residential Behavior Health, that just sounds like the facility that you're located at. That doesn't sound like the name of the facility. It just sounds like what kind of facility you're at. Like you're at a residential behavioral health facility.
Well, I can pull it up. I can call the doctor and ask him what's the name of the place. Like,
not needed. If you can't figure that out right now, it's no big deal.
That's just where that's for mental health.
I'm sorry. What was that?
That's for mental health. Well, I'm a therapist. That's for mental health. That's not the place where I'm at now.
So, do you know the facility that Israel Ogunsola is located at?
Right, that's the one I was talking about for our residential behavior health, for my mental health provider. That's on Bel Air Road.
Okay. We would need an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. ensuring that we can
Same
continue
number.
Your case for your loved ones. That would be...
Same number.
Okay. Who is
Same
that?
Number.
Is that your wife?
That's my wife.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Does she live at your address, or does she live at a different address?
Well, she don't live where I'm at now. I'm in treatment. She lives 910 Street, Abigail Drive.
Okay, gotcha. Bear with me.
Rosedale, Maryland.
I'll take that address from you here in just a moment again, but what's her first and last name?
Susan Patrick.
Susan?
Yes.
S-U-S-A-N?
Yes.
Gotcha. Susan Patrick. Phone number 667-351-6788.
Correct.
And that's your wife?
Yes.
Do you know her email address?
Yes. Kingdom Minded. That's KingdomMinded. SUE. You got that?
I think so. Let me spell that back. That's King Tom Minded Sue.
No, Kingdom. Kingdom.
Kingdom. Kingdom Mind.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Kingdom Minded Sue.
Yeah, KingdomMinded. SUE.
Gotcha. Perfect. I got that.
At Gmail.
Kingdom Minded Sue. Gotcha. And what's her address?
9102. Abigail. A-B-I-T-A-I-L. Drive. Apartment 2C.
2C is in Charlie?
Yes.
And the city, state, and zip?
Rosedale, Maryland. 21237.
Perfect. Gotcha. 9102 Abigail Drive, apartment 2C, Rosedale, Maryland, 21237.
Correct.
Perfect. Gotcha. And what's your social security number?
214-824-827.
What were the last four? I'm sorry.
214-824-827.
Gotcha. 214-824-827.
Correct.
Gotcha. All right. So what I want to do, that's it for the intake here. What I want to do real quick is just go through all of the answers that I was able to take from you, Anthony. I'll go through everything how I have it here. If you hear anything that I got wrong, just stop me and let me know, okay?
Okay.
So you did confirm that you want to participate in this lawsuit and that you don't have an attorney that's helping you out. And you haven't signed any paperwork or sent anything back to an attorney yet. You are filing this claim on behalf of yourself and you are a resident of the United States. You mentioned that you've never received a claim or any money regarding this claim in the past, and that you do know other people that sustained abuse. You mentioned that you've never been registered as a sex offender, and that the abuse occurred at an institution, school, and church. We confirm that it took place at Savage Mountain Youth Center. You'd mentioned that the dates of abuse, you don't know the exact dates, which is fine, but roughly occurred between 1989 through 1990.
88.
Well, 89 at Savage Mountain Youth Center. You'd mentioned 88 at
right.
Charles H. Hickey, right?
Right.
Gotcha. And the reason why we're using Savage Mountain Youth Center is because you know who your abuser is. Yeah, they're at Charles H. Hickey Junior School. Since you didn't know the abuser, you couldn't explain them, it would make it difficult for us to proceed with that. But since you know your abuser and the abuser's name at Savage Mountain Youth Center, that's where we're going to go with that location. You'd mentioned that they would make the abuse that would occur. You'd mentioned that they would make you guys cut firewood to earn money at the facility, and they would threaten to take away privileges and the recreational room if they didn't if you guys didn't perform
right.
the oral copulation, basically.
Correct.
Gotcha. You'd mentioned that you're currently 50 years of age and the time of abuse, you were about 15 or 16?
No, right in 16, 14, 15.
Gotcha. Okay. And you'd mentioned that.
And also, what I didn't mention was this, you know, doing it, they would allow people to jump on you. You know, the other clients, you know, to jump you, to fight you. Hold on for a second.
Gotcha. I'm sorry to hear that.
I meant to say that, you know, my counselor was talking to me. I was saying that, you know, juveniles, people fight you. They wouldn't stop it. They would allow it to go on. You know what I'm saying? It would allow people, now you can get beat up.
Gotcha. I'm sorry to hear that occurred. I'm sorry to hear that they didn't stop that stuff from happening. That's terrible.
Yeah, it would allow you to beat up.
And you'd mentioned that your abuser is Mr. Harvey, and he was an employee there. He was a group leader and counselor.
Yes.
And you described him as a light brown-skinned individual, slim stature, not muscular, who's taller than 6 feet, no piercings or tattoos visible, and he was in his 40s.
Right, an African-American black guy.
Gotcha. And we estimated, you don't know the exact number of times that you were abused during that time frame, but we estimated about 10 plus.
Yes.
And you'd mentioned that the abuse would typically occur in the restroom and the shower areas.
Yes.
Gotcha. And it was sexual abuse, correct?
Of course.
And you did not disclose your abuse to someone at the time. You'd mentioned that there wasn't anyone for you to talk to. But the way that it's affected your life, you'd mentioned that it led to you using drugs, a mistrust in males, and you developed some mental health conditions like PTSD, anxiety, and depression.
Yes.
You're not currently employed right now, and law enforcement was never involved in the situation. Mr. Harvey never had legal action taken against him, but you do have corroboration that you were in the facility. You'd mentioned that records exist, but you also have family members that can corroborate that you were located at that facility.
Yes.
You confirmed that you are, or you're still receiving treatment and therapy as a result. And you mentioned that the therapy started about 10 years ago. Currently, your therapist is Israel Ogunsola. He's located off of 5136 Bel Air Road in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes.
Gotcha. Bear with me one second. And I have your first and last name one more time is Anthony Patrick. You confirmed your date of birth as December 26, 1974, and you do not have any suffixes on your name at all.
Right.
We used...
And that I may have been committed under the name Roy Anthony Patrick.
I'll go ahead and add that into the additional notes here. At the time, you may have been admitted as Roy Anthony Patrick.
Yes.
Give me a second. Okay. I have your main email as antsue214@gmail.com. In your main phone number, I know this isn't the phone number that we'll be able to contact at all times, but your main phone number is 267-351-5538.
And... Oh, yeah, 5538, yeah.
Gotcha. And I have your wife's number as 667-351-6788, as well as her email address as kingdommindedsue@gmail.com.
Yes.
Gotcha. And you prefer to be contacted via email, preferably, so that way you can view your emails and reach back out to us, or we can contact your wife there and she can get in contact with you. And the best times to reach you would be in the evening time.
Correct.
Gotcha. Perfect. All right. That's pretty much all the information here. Everything looks correct on my end. I'm going to send you over some documents via text and email. I want to go over those with you. Do you have access to your text and email currently?
Well, right now, I mean, I can always look at my phone and review it.
Well, so what I want to do.
My phone with my hands.
Your phone is the one that I'm speaking with, or I'm speaking
right now.
Right. So I'm going to send you some documents. You should be getting a text message right now on your phone, as well as an email. Are you able to take a look at that email or the text message I just sent you? Gotcha. On that text
message.
Perfect. On that text message, there's a link that you can click on, which will direct you to DocuSign. Do you see that there?
Okay. Yes.
Go ahead and open up that link. And it's going to direct you to DocuSign.
That's like belonging.
And when the web page opens, it's going to ask if you agree to
it. Yeah, I know. I'm looking at it.
Okay. Do you have access to your ID, Anthony?
Yes, hold on. Let me finish signing this.
Yeah, take your time. No problem. When you're done tapping through all of the sign and initial boxes, the next button at the top right should turn into a finish button.
Upload button.
Yeah, so it's going to ask you to upload a picture of your ID. Is that something that...
I don't have my ID on me.
Gotcha.
My ID is not on me, but I have my ID, it's just not on me.
Gotcha.
So do you want me to wait and do this? If you want me waiting to do this later, when I've got my ID with me?
Well, if you don't mind, real quick, Anthony, do you mind if I place you on a brief hold for just 1 second?
Go ahead. I ain't hitting nothing else. I ain't uploading that much. Okay,
I'll be right back. I just want to confirm if we can proceed without it at the time, but just bear with me, okay?
All right.